We're here with Tedra Cobb, former St. Lawrence County legislator, Democrat running against second term New York 21 Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. Tedra, I hear that the National Republicans have thrown everything but the kitchen sink into Stefanik's campaign. So how do you counter that kind of energy from the National Republicans?
Well, the National Republicans aren't going to be voting for me. So I actually have a volunteer who said something to me the other day, and he said, Tedra, he said, we've done the impossible. And he said, when there were seven people in this primary, everyone said it'll be impossible to get enough signatures or to really come in with a lot of signatures. We, and I say we, because we have a legion of volunteers, we came in with 5,400 signatures. Now, the next impossible was that in the primary, there were five of us. And people said it's going to be impossible for anyone to really get 30%. We came in with almost 57%.
Wow.
Two impossibilities. And the third one is this. I have been reaching out to people and talking to people, and I really, with my team, we wanted to have another line on the ballot, not just the Democratic line, but we wanted a line that would show the unity of this campaign and the importance of this region as a whole. So after the primary, I reached out and my team reached out to new volunteers and said, would you carry petitions for another line? And it's called CD, or Congressional District 21 Unites. Here's the impossibility. We needed 3,500 signatures in 3 weeks, and we did it. We came in with almost 4,000 signatures, and the people who carried before could not carry. The people who signed before could not sign. So when you think about this, 12,000 Democrats signed between all of us or so in the primary. They couldn't carry. They couldn't sign. So these were all new volunteers. And we ended up with about 100 and some new volunteers who carried petitions and got signatures from Democrats and Republicans and independents, anyone who was not mobilized before. That's the third impossibility. And so, you know, when he said that and he put that to me in that framework, this isn't impossible. We have people who are thinking about our democracy, who are worried about our democracy, who are worried about their health care, who are worried about putting food on their table, who are worried about losing jobs and finding jobs. And I think that this is the year that people really are mobilized and they want to be part of something.
Let's tell me a little bit about what Elise Stefanik has done that's not so good, according to you.
Yeah, I would say first and foremost, Elise Stefanik voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act without a replacement. And that would have closed hospitals and nursing homes and clinics. It would have jeopardized all of those healthcare jobs. So just to put it in perspective, 64,000 people in the district have the Affordable Care Act. The healthcare industry, or jobs, for lack of a better word, is our number one economic driver. So she jeopardized those jobs, and then really cutting off vital services, vital healthcare services. We already are an underserved community. We're a health professional shortage area, much of the region, and so that vote betrayed the Northern New York, betrayed the people that Elise Stefanik is supposed to serve.
So tell me a little bit, if you will, about the opioid crisis in your area.
Sure.
And what can be done about it?
Sure. I think the first thing is that we need to frame the opioid crisis in terms of a chronic disease crisis. Addiction is a family issue. Addiction is often a community issue. And so we need to make sure that we have treatment and community-based services for families. So we need to make sure that we have mental health services in our region. We need to make sure that we have health care, that people have access to health care. We need to make sure that we have on-demand medication, so that people who are suffering from addiction have treatment embedded in the community. And again, we need families to have the support that they need. I have 9 adopted siblings.
Wow.
My parents started a foster care agency. Some of my own siblings have had issues. And, you know, I remember going to Al-Anon to understand addiction and the impact on my own life and my own family. And I think that can't be lost here. Addiction is a chronic illness like hypertension, like COPD. And instead of pushing it to the side and saying that it's something else, we need to make it part of our healthcare delivery system and make sure that families and individuals are getting the help and support that they need to live fruitful lives.
Do you think Elise Stefanik has been open enough in terms of meeting her constituents in town halls?
No, I don't. And I'll give you, she phones it in. I mean, she has teletown halls. You know, I understand the region is big. I have had a consulting business since 2003. I live in St. Lawrence County. I'm a chamber member in Plattsburgh. I did HIV and AIDS education throughout St. Lawrence, Lewis, and Jefferson counties. And in my consulting business, I've been probably to almost every Department of Social Services and not-for-profits. I've worked throughout the region and to do education. I understand the region is big. There is no excuse to getting out there. Bill Owens did it. So there's no excuse. So Elise Stefanik has a teletown hall. A teletown hall is not an in-person town hall. And I'm going to say one more thing. And she did have a fake town hall recently. She had 2. And both of them were facilitated by someone. In both cases, she had a microphone, not the person asking the question. So a person would ask, she would reframe the question and answer it. And then when people wanted to press her, the moderator would close things down. That's not a town hall. I know what it means to be an elected official and to be responsible and responsive to your constituents. And I'll give you an example of that. As a legislator, we were deciding to build, when we were building a new jail, we were deciding whether or not we would have a project labor agreement. And I remember meetings where people would come, and we might have 75 people in the room who were for the project labor agreement and 75 people in the room who were against it. And every person has an opportunity to speak. And I remember being a legislator and listening to all of them, and at the end of the day, making a decision based on the information that I had and listening to people. That's what transparency is. That's what being in the district is, and listening to people. And I have made a commitment from the beginning that I will have a town hall in every county every year. That's 12 town halls. That's access. That's responsible government and representation.
Our guest has been Tedra Cobb, former St. Lawrence County legislator, and she's a Democrat running against second-term New York 21 Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. Tedra, thank you so much for being with us. We very much appreciate it.
Thank you again. Thank you for letting me be here.